Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inspirasyon ni Janelle Guarin ang kanyang anak na babae sa pagtatayo niya ng kanyang maliit na negosyo. Nang malamang baby girl ang kanyang dinadala, nahirapan siyang maghanap ng mga hair bows kaya't naisipan niyang magtayo ng negosyo upang tugunan ang kakulangan nito sa merkado. Sa pagtatayo niya ng negosyo, ay natulungan din niya ang kaibigang gumagawa ng mga handmade hair bows sa Pilipinas na kumita. Narito ang kwento ng ating mompreneur na si Janelle Guarin. Kasama natin isang small business owner at maker ng mga customized and handmade bows. Kasama natin si Janelle Guarin. Magandang araw, Janelle!
Good morning po!
Para mas makilala ka pa namin, Janelle, ano ba yung kwento mo na banggit mo nga kanina in our pre-interview na ikaw ay dumating dito taong 2014 kasama ang iyong pamilya? Pakikwento.
Actually, nauna dito ang dad ko. He was on a 457 visa and then dinala niya kami dito as his dependent. And then actually, later on, nag-aral ako dito. I finished my master's degree. And now, I'm working as an accountant. Mm-hmm. I've got two kids as well. Mm-hmm. One is a seven-year-old boy and the other one will be turning 1 year old next week.
So, dito ka na nagmasteral, but mostly big part of your life ang buhay sa Pilipinas. Saan sa Pilipinas?
Yes. Sa Pampanga po.
Ah, okay. Dito naman ngayon sa Australia ay hindi ka lang isang magaling na accountant. You are also into making customized hair bows, no? So that's really good. So this is a side mm-hmm. hustle. So tell me, paano nagsimula itong maliit na negosyo mo?
Actually, yung business, it's very, very young talaga because I've just started it last year. Mm. Around siguro mga July or August yata. So I would say I started thinking about it when I knew that I was having a baby girl.
Ah, okay.
I've always wanted to have a baby girl kasi. And alam mo yon, yung just the thought of being able to dress her up nicely, wearing matching clothes, mm-mm. and getting her to wear yung mga nice clips, bows, headbands, mm-mm. made me so excited. Tapos fast forward nung nanganak ako, isa sa mga una kong binili para sa baby girl ko nga, yung mga bows, headbands. I've been to so many shops pero hindi ko makita yung style na gusto ko for my baby.
Mm-mm.
So that's when I thought, why not start a business and sell bows here in Australia?
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to my husband and thank God he's very supportive. The only problem nga is I do not have the time to make all the bows from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm working full-time as an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a seven-year-old kid. Na he was also stuck at home last year due to COVID.
Yeah.
So they were home learning. I was working from home last year as well. Tapos, I've got a newborn.
Yeah.
So in short, I've got so much on my plate.
Yeah.
I was working full-time, teaching my eldest, breastfeeding my youngest, and looking after both kids whilst my husband is at work.
Mm-mm.
However, gusto ko talaga siyang i-pursue kasi alam ko I will enjoy it.
Mm-mm.
And at the same time, I'll always have this pretty bows for my daughter.
Yes.
So, ayun. Also, another thing, I've realized so much things last year.
Mm-mm.
Who would have thought na we'll experience a pandemic in our lifetime,
right.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
So, a lot of people lost their jobs, and I'm just so thankful na our jobs were not affected.
Mm-mm.
But however, no one knows what will happen in the future. So it's good to know that you have something else on the side that
yes.
has the potential to help you and your family earn a little bit more. My husband and I thought about it, like what we needed to do to get this going. Yun nga, like I said, I don't have time, right? So yung first na naisip namin, I actually have a friend of mine in the Philippines. Her name is Claire.
Mm-mm.
She makes very, very beautiful bows.
Okay.
And I asked her if she's open to reselling the bows here in Australia.
Mm.
So the thought itself made her so excited. So, doon na nagsimula yung partnership between the two of us. So yung first plan namin actually is to import yung mga finished products from the Philippines, as I currently do not have the time to make all of the boats.
Yeah.
And meet customers' demand.
Yeah.
This will allow me to establish the business here.
Yep.
And at the same time, help my friend earn a little bit more than the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the next plan is to gradually start making the boats here. Next thing, we needed to think about the business name.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, I just wanted something simple, and I wanted my daughter's name in it. My daughter's name is actually Liliana.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought of Liliana's Boutique, but to be a little bit more creative, and for it to be a little bit more related to both,
that's right.
I changed it to Liliana's Boutique.
Yes.
Ayun, yung husband ko, gustong-gusto naman niya. And so we decided to use that business name.
Okay.
So, ayun, I started the business last year doing it part-time. We started with all the boats being exclusively supplied to my business, particularly the very popular clay boats here. And then I started getting involved with the design of the boats.
Now I
have also started designing and assembling the boat. But of course, I wouldn't have been able to learn doing all of this without the help of my very good friend, Claire.
Okay, so from Philippines pa talaga, sineship from Philippines to Australia itong mga hair bows, no?
Yeah,
but you're involved with, of course, the design at syempre pag-assemble din ng bows.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, yung noong una, it was full-time nag-i-import ako finished product. And then later on, I got involved sa designs. Nag-o-order na ako ng mga custom-made bows. Kanyang ako nang pipili ng like kung anong magiging itsura ng bows. And then later on, ayun, nag-start na akong mag-design on my own, mag-assemble on my own. Pero like I said, I wouldn't have been able to do all of this without Claire's help.
Thank you to
she
Claire.
Taught me.
Mm-mm. At saka maganda din yan, Janelle, kasi nakakatulong ka din kay Claire na mas kumita.
I know. Oh-oh. Yeah, that's why she's really, really happy. Mm-mm. I mean, she's a good friend turned business partner.
That's good. O sea, kumusta naman yung response ng mga customers mo this specifically last year, no? Kasi nga pandemic.
Yep.
How about your sales last year? Kumusta naman? Marami din bang bumili kahit na, you know, may COVID-19?
Actually, like I said, very young nga yung business, no? We started really slow kasi syempre i-advertise pa through word of mouth lang mainly. And actually, dun sa Pinoy's in Melbourne, dun talaga siya parang
na-promote.
Naging medyo popular siya because of the group, sa yung Facebook group na Pinoy's in Melbourne. Okay naman, actually. Pero toward Christmas, ayun, nag-boom siya lalo. And then after that, tuloy-tuloy na yung mga inquiries. As in, I'm very thankful din. And I'm enjoying it, really.
Yeah, that's good. Ang importante, I enjoy ka sa ginagawa mo. So, ano yung mga popular designs usually?
Ang pinaka-popular talaga is Disney. Disney-inspired na mga clay bows. Kasi yung Ariel, Elsa.
Para sa mga anak din nila, no?
Para sa mga babies nila, yes. Kaya nakakatuwa din naman talaga. Kasi kung ano ang gusto ko para sa baby girl ko, parang ganun din sila sa mga anak nila. Yung iba, pinangre-regalo nila.
Mm-mm.
Like, nung Christmas, maraming bumili ng bows para regalo sa mga anak nila, sa mga pamangkin nila, anak ng friends nila. Nakakatawa.
That's good. Okay, so paano mo din pinipili yung designs mo, Janelle? I'm just curious. Tinitingnan mo ba kung ano yung parang gusto ng mga tao?
Yes. Actually, nung una, hindi, di ba nag-i-import na ako ng finished product, no? Nag-o-order ako ng variety of the available designs. Pero yung mga bandang Christmas and then January this year, yun napansin ko ang mga gusto ng nag-i-inquire sa akin. Mostly Disney talaga. Kaya doon ako nagfo-focus ngayon. Meron din akong bagong project na wina-workout like this year, this month. gumagawa naman kami ng mga parang Disney-inspired na bows din, pero without clays.
Mm-mm.
Like, for example, Elsa-inspired na bows. Like, I'm using glitter fabric and tulle and ano, yung mga gems na crown. So, they're like princess-inspired na mga bows.
Janelle, may idea ka ba kung paano din ginagawa ni Claire yung design mismo?
There are a variety of like bow dyes and bow shapes na available sa market.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just up to the mostly up to the customer anong type of bow ang gusto niya, because we also accept custom made orders. Like, for example, this month meron akong customer na siya ang pumili ng bow shape na gusto niya, tapos kung anong, like, for example, ayaw niya ng clay sa gitna, gusto niya puro flowers lang, mostly based on sa taste ng customers.
Mm-mm.
O kaya kung may magpapa custom made ganon.
Mm-mm. Okay, so inspiration mo ang iyong little baby girl na si Liliana,
yes.
Kaya nabuo ang negosyong ito?
We're still a small business. Who knows, maybe in the future, mag-grow talaga yung business. The important thing right now nga is I enjoy what I'm doing.
Mm-mm.
And I plan to continue growing the business in the near future.
Mm-mm.
If given the chance, of course.
Yeah, I love that. Go for it. Eta, payo mo naman, Janelle, kasi I'm sure marami din siguro sa ating mga tagapakinig nag-iisip na gusto ko rin magnegosyo pero I don't know where to start.
Yeah. Kung gusto nyong magsimula ng business, I would say go for it. Magiging mahirap sa una, oo. Minsan, you will experience losses. Hindi naman magkaka-profit agad-agad eh. Or if meron, it could be very small.
Mm-mm.
Sa una. If you want it, go for it. And don't give up too soon. Kasi who knows, in the future, kung mag-give up ka ngayon, in the future, merong makaisip ng same idea.
Mm-mm. Sabi nga nila, wag nang magpatumpik-tumpik pa. Go
correct
na agad. Ayan. Janelle, thank you so much for sharing your story.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.